Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, How Much Money Do You Need to Retire? Have you ever calculated the amount of money you need to have saved in order to enjoy the flow of income necessary to maintain your current lifestyle in retirement? If your answer is no, the sooner you determine how much money you need to have saved, the sooner you can start the critical planning necessary to ensure a comfortable retirement. I have often heard millionaires referred to as the rich people. But did you know if you had $1 million saved, paying you an annualized return rate of 5%, you would only be earning $50,000 a year before paying taxes? You must also consider the effects of inflation. As an example, let's say you're 42 years old today and plan to retire when you're 65. Based on a 3% annual inflation, you will need twice the cash flow at age 65 as you do today to maintain your current lifestyle. So, let's take a look at how much money you need to save annually to enjoy a comfortable retirement. Using the median household income in the United States of approximately $50,000, here are some numbers as to the amount of money you will need to save each year to maintain your current cash flow of $50,000 annually when you reach age 65. If you're age 25 right now, you will need to save $10,500 a year. If you're at age 30, you would need to save $13,500 a year. Age 35, $17,500 a year. Age 40, $23,500 a year. Age 45, $33,000 a year. Age 50, $49,000 a year. These amounts were determined using an income calculator found on my blog at Little Things Matter on this post. The rate of return of investments used was 7% before age 65 and 3% thereafter. An inflation rate of 3% was included. The numbers also assume no current savings and do not take Social Security income into consideration. In each example, all the savings will run out at age 85. As if these numbers aren't scary enough, keep in mind that all annual savings, unless placed in a pre-tax retirement account, are after-tax dollars. In other words, if your current household income is $50,000 a year, you must pay 25% in taxes before putting your after-tax dollars into savings and investments. So, how many people are prepared? Based upon all the data I have reviewed and all the calculations I have done, I would bet that less than 3% of our population is currently on track with their savings and investments to maintain their current quality of life during their retirement years. The baby boomers, these are the people born between 1946 and 1964, will start reaching the age of 65 in 2011. Guess how much they've saved? One report from 2008 indicated an average retirement savings of $38,000, which was excluding pensions, homes, and Social Security. Using 5% as an investment return rate, $38,000 would provide a monthly income of $158. Not much you can do with that. Let's take a look at putting together your plan. If enjoying a comfortable retirement is important to you, you cannot procrastinate with your retirement planning. You can't hope and pray that somehow everything will work out. The baby boomers who had this attitude will soon pay the price for their lack of planning. The only bailout plan they can hope for is the guest bedroom at one of their children's homes. The quality of life you enjoy during your retirement years will largely be based on your decisions. Financial success comes from a series of good financial decisions made over time, while financial failure comes from a series of poor financial decisions made over time. Being honest with yourself, how have you been doing with your financial decisions? Here are my suggestions. First, make a commitment to yourself that today you're going to start making well-informed financial decisions. This includes educating yourself, seeking wise counsel, and proper planning. Second, get started now. According to Albert Einstein, the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. No more procrastinating. It's time to get started. The sooner you do, the sooner your money will start working for you. Third, determine your current household budget. If you aren't actively following a budget, it's time to start taking responsibility for your finances. Fourth, using an income calculator, get an idea as to the amount of money you will need to save each year to enjoy the lifestyle you desire during your retirement years. Fifth, meet with a certified financial planner or a financial advisor with a proven track record this month who can help you through this planning process. Ask someone you know for a referral. There are numerous factors beyond those used in an income calculator that need to be taken into consideration. 6. Invest as much of the money you save into qualified retirement plans, such as a 401k, Roth IRA, or SEP IRA. These types of plans will allow your investments to grow tax-deferred, and with some plans, you can invest pre-tax dollars. As an example, I wrote a check this week for my 2010 SEP IRA. This investment is subtracted from my gross income, and therefore, I do not pay taxes on this money until it is withdrawn when I retire. It's pre-tax dollars that grows tax-deferred. If your company offers a matching 401k program, I would highly suggest taking full advantage of it. 7. Don't make risky investments. I have seen far too many people get greedy and lose all their money. If something sounds too good to be true, run from it. You are better off living a reduced quality of life during retirement than no quality of life. And lastly, 8, step up your game. Use this as motivation to become the best of the best at what you do. Move up the pay scale and become a leader in your field of expertise. Increasing your income gives you the best opportunity to properly prepare for retirement while maintaining an optimal lifestyle today. Make 2011 the year you take control of your finances and start living a financially responsible life. And remember, not planning for retirement is like living with a disease and not doing anything about it. Eventually, it will raise its ugly head. When it does, it will be too late.